You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and Sandy Lynn.
Austin, I must say your music selections have been really stellar this hour as
Thank you. We celebrate
Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we welcome Sandy Lynn from the Callaway County Public Library. We were pleased that you could be here on your regular third Monday chat with us, because we think of public libraries as one of the great equalizing factors in today's world.
And I commented on that you had chosen that word, because that's what I always say, is that the library, public libraries, are the great equalizers, because it makes no difference what your socioeconomic background or your educational background is. You can come in and we're going to treat everyone the same. Everything is available to everyone, no matter where you come from. And so public libraries are really important.
The Callaway County Public Library got its start as a bookmobile, and then some very aggressive women got it established as
right.
a building. And it's gone through evolutions of adapting to new technology and new ways of serving the public. The current board of the library is looking at another transitioning, perhaps.
They are. We've always had really good boards. And right now we have an excellent board, and they are really looking at what our community needs or wants in the public library. And they are aware of how important the technologies are. And you know, it's not just about books or movies. It's about the databases and the computers. And there's so many things that go along with a public library. And you're right. It did start out as a bookmobile and then went into a small building, and then it grew and it grew. Can you guess maybe what one of our greatest challenges is right now as technology advances with our building?
I'd say data streams.
The electrical.
Oh, for sure.
Because we could literally have 20 more public access computers in there, but we cannot supply the electricity for it. I mean, we can't. We have to decide. A lot of times in the offices when it's really, really cold, one person can have on a little space heater. if two people turn on a space heater, we just blow a... Or what do you do? You trip a breaker? Is that what it is?
It is time for discussion.
It is time for discussion about this library. Yeah, it is. But some ladies were doing a workshop in there one day, and we couldn't figure out why everything was getting tripped. Well, if you plug in lots of different things like sewing machines or irons, or you're doing some things and everybody's using it, yeah. Things you don't think about.
You're sort of bursting at the seams.
Yeah, we are. And we've used literally, we're using every inch of space there, which is important because you have to be good stewards of what you have. And we make good use of what we have. But we're going to, you know, explore some options. We're going to see what we need to do. Do we need to remodel? Do we need to build? And what does the community want? Because it's all about what Callaway Countyans and Murrayans want.
So there will be some way to get public opinion?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And actually, there's a facilities needs assessment meeting on January 29th at the library. And there are different community members who've been invited to join. But I believe that Teresa Betts, our board chair, has said that we welcome any kind of input. You know, you can let board members, staff members, Manon Pittman, our director, you can give us ideas or you can come.
And that goes for all of the programming that you're responsible for. You're always looking for inspiration as well.
Actually, that's in the process. That's in addition to the facilities needs assessment. I'm in the process of putting the calendar together for 2014-2015. And I love to hear from people. Actually, I've got some really cool ideas for some programs that are coming up this spring. Well, who ever thought? One lady said, I want to learn about power tools. And so when she said that, another...
There goes those breakers.
I know, really. Another lady said, I want to do that too. I've always wanted to know how to use power tools. Well, then the kind of joke, it was like, how do you use a staple gun? And they were like, no, we want to learn how to use real power tools. And I was like, okay, that's a good idea. Then another gentleman suggested square foot gardening, because we have lots of books about it. And but they would like for somebody to show them how to do it and things. So any number of things. So tatting has come up, lots of hand art activities, and I'm always looking
tatting.
For tatting. It's a lot. It's going to be.
I know what tatting is. It's just
people,
incredible.
Anyone want to learn how to do it?
I actually have a book on tatting.
Well, we have books on tatting too, but you know there are people who can do it and teach it, and so they want to do that. So
my
that's in the works.
Goodness, they must be good with their patience and their hands and fingers and.
Yeah.
String and
but I
yarn.
But I'd love to get good ideas on how what things people want to do.
Yeah. Call Sandy Lynn.
That's right. Call or email me. I love it.
You're also in the process of introducing a new resource called, it's Zinio.
Zinio. It's a digital magazine service, and I hope, if all goes well, we'll have it rolled out this week, the end of this week. And you can log in on the library Zinio account, and you select your magazine from the titles that we have, that we're paying for, because we have a subscription to certain magazines. And then you have another account where you can read it. You can put the app on your phone or your tablet or your computer, and you can read the digital magazines, and they're yours forever. Yeah, isn't that cool? It's almost as good as Freegal, isn't it?
You better explain Freegal.
Freegal is free and legal music, which you get 3 music downloads per week with your library card. It's all about that magic library card and the digital resources that you have.
So back to Zinio, what mm-hmm. magazines am I going to be able to get?
Oh, let's see. We selected. They literally have hundreds, thousands of titles, and we chose our top 25. And then, of course, we have a budget, and we always try to stay within that budget. So we cut it a little bit to stay within our budget. But we have Men's Health, Oprah, Good Housekeeping, Mental Floss, Rolling Stone, just to name a few. Let's see. I think there's Weight Watchers. There's Women's Health. I can't even remember all the titles that we have. It's pretty amazing. To look at it on the tablet, I put it on the iPad. I was reading Oprah. And I can't wait to try Mental Floss. They tell me this is a really good magazine.
Access how now? Tell me again.
When we go live with it, there'll be a link from our website, and you'll link into our account, and you'll log in with your library card.
What's the URL of your website?
www.CallawayCountyLibrary.org. It's very long, isn't it?
And I keep pointing out and boasting about that little button that you can push and get it in Azerbaijani. Did you know that, Austin, that the website at the library can be converted into, like, how many, a gazillion world languages?
I did not know that. That's pretty impressive, though.
Well, we thought so, and we play around with it. So apparently you do, too. Sometimes I want to, you know, I go through and I'm
like the pretty ones.
I'm like, let's see what this looks like. And it's pretty.
I love Islamic script. And sometimes I just go and look at it on a page. It's so pretty.
I know. It looks, it's amazing. So, and there again, it's the great equalizer. You can use our site no matter what.
So we haven't really covered programming for little ones, which is right up your alley. Have you got anything coming up?
Well, actually, we do. We have a few openings in the parents with ones and parents with twos programs, and one or two openings in the preschool program that is scheduled for Fridays. And then we'll be collaborating with resource centers and other organizations to provide a Dr. Seuss party, Dr. Seuss celebration. I believe that's scheduled for March the 5th. We've had to do a little playing around with the calendar, so that'll be for preschoolers. And we'll be celebrating all things Seuss. And so I'll be able to tell you about that when I come back. I think that's February.
Yeah, something that struck me on my Facebook friends homepage was a friend who had a lot of books and didn't know what to do with them. She wanted to downsize the library. Mm-hmm. Does the Callaway County Public Library take book donations?
We do. And we'll go through them, and if we can't use them in our library collection, we will give them to the newly formed Friends group, and the Friends will take them and use them for book sales, which will in turn provide money to the library for programming.
So you are modeling the Friends of the McCracken County Public Library, who have been doing that kind of fundraising for years and years.
Yes. And I'm really, really proud of where we are in that Friends group. Dr. Ann Landini has been just tremendously helpful in getting that off the ground. And so we're still in the process with the core group. And in the spring, you'll see a big membership drive where we get that up and running. Officially, once we formed the core group, they became the keepers of the donated books that we cannot use in our library.
Excellent. Well, that's good to see coming up in the future. Closing words, Ms. Sandy?
Well, thank you so much for letting us come on this wonderful day of where we're talking about Martin Luther King Jr. and all of the wonderful things that he did, and we're glad to be known as a public service place that gives everybody equal opportunity.
Thanks for being with us, Sandy Lynn of Callaway County Public Library.
Thank you, Kate, and thank you, Sandy.